Welcome to this reflection for the 75th anniversary of VE Day. On the 8th of May 1945, the Allied powers formally accepted the unconditional surrender of the armed forces of Nazi Germany and the end of the Third Reich. The surrender was formally ratified the next day. More than 1 million people converged on the streets of the United Kingdom. In London, people thronged the city's streets and monuments. Elsewhere, parties were thrown, with furniture and tables brought into the street. Fancy dress parades were held for children, and many people went to church to give thanks to God for victory. Let us pray. O Almighty God, we honour today the memory of those who in the Second World War died in the service of their country and of the Crown. Grant that we may be so inspired by the spirit of their love and fortitude that, forgetting all selfish and unworthy motives, we may live only to thy glory and to the service of mankind. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In tad, rhwneud yn y nefoedd, sancteidd y enw, deled y dernos, gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef, fychlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyroni heddiw ein bar y beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddeiwn ni na ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg. Can i seiddo ti o'r dernas a'r nerth a'r gogoniont, yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Here in Newquay, the minutes of the school committee show that the children were given a special day off school to celebrate, and the borough council minutes show the same for council employees. Two special services of thanksgiving are mentioned, one in Llantochan Church, the other, I think, in Capel Towyn. The exuberance of VE Day was universal across Britain, but it was not identical everywhere. In London especially, and to a lesser extent in all the larger cities, it was a relief from the fear of bombing, or, more latterly, the doodlebug flying bombs. In Newquay, it meant above all safety for the merchant navy in European waters, in which so many Newquay men and boys served with distinction. However, in Newquay, and indeed everywhere else, joy was tempered not just by the knowledge that some would not be returning, but also by concern for those still serving, imprisoned or interned, in the Far East. VJ Day would take another year to come. It is true to say also that on that first VE Day, people did not have a full understanding of the evil which they had defeated and from which they had been saved. The concentration camp of Bergen-Belsen was liberated just 3 weeks before VE Day, and the unbearable pictures of it had not yet reached the newsreels. In the Cardigan Advertiser at this time, there are two very poignant items. One quotes an unnamed academic historian who advises readers to take the stories about Belsen with a pinch of salt. Historians are always hearing about atrocities, he suggests, and the stories are rarely credible. But the second item is a letter home from a young soldier from Abertavi who was a driver. He writes to his father. It's clear that his dad has told him that he saw horrible things in the First World War. The young man writes, "But Dad, I don't think you can have seen worse than I saw yesterday." He had been at Belsen, but could not bear to look at it for long. So today, on the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe, we look back with pride and respect at the remarkable generation of people from Newquay and beyond, servicemen and women and civilians, who by their courage, stoicism and community endeavour helped to defeat the evil of Nazism and to secure peace and freedom for future generations. May the peace of Christ be with us all. Amen.